Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren.
Good morning.
So it's a, I don't even know what day it is.
It's a Thursday. Time.
Oh, thank you for.
You dressed very warmly today. I don't know why.
Well, because you know what? This is an outfit that I've been wearing over the winter, and I wanted to put it on again because I wanted you to see that my booty went down.
It definitely did. Beth is doing a tremendous job. She's seen what she was wearing yesterday.
I gotta tell you,
it's coming off very quickly now.
Yeah,
it is. I tell you, that's what usually happens with this. You hit a sort of a little bump in the road. You're staying at a certain level, and all of a sudden,
bam!
All of a sudden, it just starts coming off.
Yeah,
and that's what's happening with you.
Yeah, no, it's good. And then I also think that commuting into the city and that extra walk, I've now got it down. My office, the walk, if you're going slow, is about, I don't know, it could be a 15-minute walk just because you're going like two avenues and two blocks, even though it's not really that far. But when you are really racing, you could make it to Grand Central in 9 minutes.
You don't even need to do the elliptical then.
Well, and here's the thing, yesterday.
Oh, look, it hasn't been used in a while.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
move it.
The elliptical is now slowly starting to
collect. One day. I got to the office yesterday, and I was waiting for the elevator and waiting and waiting, and it was taking too long. So I had to walk up five flights of stairs.
Oh my God.
I mean, and we're talking like in an old building, so it's not like
normal flights.
It's like windy flights, and so if that keeps happening.
So, you know, Beth doesn't even like walking up the stairs in her own house.
Yeah, I get really.
That's pretty good. That's very impressive. Actually, stairs are amazing. If you could do stairs every day, that's great. Stairs are a great exercise.
What's
also a great exercise? Our hill. Yeah. We have the best hill for walking. Actually had people come by and say, wow, this is a phenomenal hill. You should be charging money for people to use this hill. all right, there Beth goes. She's going on the elliptical.
I think I did it wrong.
By the way, I don't know if anybody knows, but I think my dog walking days are officially over.
Me and
person who was very nice and treated me very well. Said we had to part ways just because I just wasn't giving enough hours to do it. And the reason is that I'm just thankfully and hopefully I'll continue getting pretty busy with the stuff that I have going on with my company. So, and
I think because hopefully it's the space that you're going through.
I don't want to talk about space.
No. But if it does come through, I think that you should have a component for indoor dog park.
Yes.
I totally think that there needs to be an indoor dog run.
That would be very cool.
Because the only other one is like in Elmsford and that's far away.
Talk
to the architect.
Put that in the suggestion box.
Turf is any of the deodorant.
Yeah. And we'll have plenty of pooper scoopers on hand then.
No, they're not allowed to go in there. That's the whole your dog has to be
punched. And that'll never happen. They're not allowed to go in there. What happened? Oh, they went anyway.
Right. Anyway, I just think that you probably get a really nice another business set of business, you know, consumers.
Well, I want to say that I sports related, but not really my business. Came home the other day and very, very nice when you told me that it was something left for me by chasing the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home. I think one of our programs were running, and then Beth said to me, "Says, oh, somebody dropped off a an envelope for you," and I'm like, "No idea." She's like, "Oh yeah, it was." And the kids from the basketball team, they gave you a gift for coaching this year. I opened it up, and I have to say, it was a very, very nice gift. Very thoughtful, and a nice way to end the season. And, you know, I like the fact that the team showed appreciation for whatever I did for the year. It was very nice.
I was
very happy.
Good, I'm glad. That's what happens. Just a little nice gesture goes a really long way.
It really does. It was more than a little. I mean, it was, you know, relative to what I was doing, I think it was pretty significant. So if anybody happens to be on the parent of one of the kids on the basketball team that listens, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. It meant a lot. So I was mentioning to our daughter in the car ride, did you hear the story, or did you see about the other day, about the little baby that was found in the car?
No.
So supposedly, I don't know where it took place, if it was in Europe or here, but it was, I'm going to take a look on the internet. Cut it out. Sorry, folks. So supposedly four police officers rescued a baby from a car.
Yeah.
And the reason why they were able to find the baby, I don't know all the details, but they heard a voice inside or coming from around the car saying, help me, help me, help me. And supposedly it was the mother who was in the car who had already died.
No, seriously?
The mother died, but I think they were saying that they believed that supernatural spirit voice was saying, help me, help me, help me. And it helped the police officers come to find the baby. That's what, I'm serious. Take several different sources. Hold on, I'm getting you
a
computer for a second.
No, sad. Oh, God. Here I am thinking you're going to tell a story about some neglectful mother. And that's like the worst thing ever.
It's tragic on one hand and also amazing on the other if you do believe in any supernatural. Hold on a second. What is your computer? You're the worst computer, by the way.
Well, maybe I can get a new one this year. Maybe it's time. I think Apple is putting out a new one. They even come in gold.
I heard an advertisement this morning from freeradio.org saying that all the smartphones. Manufacturers out there want to hide the fact that if you want to identify phones, you can get free radio. Yes.
Wait, what?
There's some talk now, freeradio.org.
Yeah.
That, let me find this. Don't sidetrack me. This story is very interesting. Baby found alive, mom dead. Okay. All right, this was the story. This is a couple of days ago. Four officers say mystery woman's voice called them from wreck where they found baby alive beside dead mom. Okay. And the question, did dead mother save her baby from beyond the grave?
All right. Click on the link.
I'm trying. Your computer is terrible.
Oh. All
right. It says here, three U.S. cops claim mystery woman's voice called to them from flooded car where they found baby alive beside her mother's body 14 hours after crash.
Oh.
Lynn Grosbeck, 25, was driving home from her parents' house Friday night when she veered off roadway and into Spanish Fork River. Fishermen found the car the next day, partially submerged in the river. Grosbeck was found dead in driver's seat of vehicle while her baby girl was alive in the back seat above the frigid river waters. Police officers said they heard an unknown woman's voice asking softly for help as they approached the overturned car. Lily Grosbeck, 18 months old, was flown to Primary Children's Hospital where she is in stable condition and is improving. The four officers who rescued an 18-month-old toddler from the wreck of a submerged car on Sunday said they launched into their heroics and they heard desperate pleas for help coming from a woman inside. When the four men used all their strength to right the red Dodge sedan, they found little Lily Grosbeck to be the only passenger left alive in the vehicle. Her mother, 25-year-old Lynn Jennifer Grosbeck, had passed away the night before when she lost control of the car. It could not possibly have called for the men to help save her child. For two nights, I've laid awake trying to figure out exactly what it could be. All I know, it was there. We all heard it. Spanish Fork Police Officer Tyra Bidoz said, extra motivation.
Oh,
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if I believe it or not. It seems pretty incredible to me.
I mean, because it's like, you know, all right, if she was saying help, and maybe then she died,
right?
She finally got there.
But they said
she was dead the night before.
That
is creepy, but wow.
I'm not going to, listen, I don't know if I believe it, but I'm certainly not going to say it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's so sad, though.
It is very sad,
God.
But it's nice that they found that they were able to save the baby.
Yeah, no, it is nice. Very nice. So I was just also reading an article from my favorite publication, the New York Post, about a producer from The View who was fired for being, berating Rosie O'Donnell. Now, Rosie O'Donnell already quit The View anyway, but supposedly this producer pretty much had an argument with Rosie in front of everyone and was very disrespectful to her during a production meeting. And she was, and Rosie complained to Human Resources, and then she was suspended, and now she was fired. And then some source told the Post, "You have to be mindful of your role on the pecking order. Producers cannot be publicly disrespectful to the talent, no matter how much you disagree. You have to know your place." It was so shocking. Rosie and other members of staff told the HR department about Jennifer's behavior. She was suspended, and then she was fired. So this woman, she's my age, she's finished.
And as you're reading about Rosie O'Donnell, who I couldn't give to you know what
well,
about.
Well, you know, it's the thing that before we move on to that story.
Right.
What frustrates me is I see, okay, I don't know who this woman is who got fired, but she got fired for trying to put someone in her place who at times could be downright belligerent and nasty to people. And this delineation between, oh, you need to be mindful of your place from talent and producers. Give me a break. Did anyone bring her up on charges for being disgusting to people? You know, it's okay for the talent to be absolutely downright disgusting. Not okay for someone to say, this is unacceptable and I'm not going to listen to this crap. I disagree because I've been in those situations before and I didn't, you know, I just sucked it up and let them do what they did and it's not acceptable.
We called the producer of our show similar stuff. You know, he's sitting by the table.
He sometimes worries me.
Yeah, we tell him, watch how you talk to the talent.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, what? What are you talking about? I'm tired. Leave me alone.
He's a tough producer.
He's a very tough producer. He cracked that whip and he wakes up from his bed at 7:30.
Like, why isn't that show started?
Why isn't the show started? Now, if
he's drinking his morning coffee.
If we move away from Rosie O'Donnell for a second, as important as you think she might be,
nothing is important. Topic.
But there was another police officers were shot in Ferguson. The two police officers were shot in Ferguson early today as they monitored protesters. Either officer was from Ferguson, and said the shooter was not near the demonstrators. I mean, I don't even know what to. I don't even know what to say anymore.
There is nothing to say. It's like the Wild West. It's terrible.
Once again, I blame people like Al Sharpton.
Mm-hmm.
I do. This is just, I don't care whatever your issue is, you cannot go driving people to violence to the point where you're shooting police officers. It just breaks. It's terrible on the surface, and it just breaks the whole entire system down. And yes, the system is flawed. I agree, but when I see that, I don't see how this helps in any. If anything, somebody like Al Sharpton should be out there right now protesting, saying, "What are you people doing out there? This has you're hurting." Because you are not helping. This does not help. It's amazing. It's amazing. I was just saying the other day, like, wow, look at that. The protests, you know, everything sort of just died down. I thought we were sort of going into a calm period. The weather was getting nice outside.
Well, no, because everybody was staying inside because it was cool. Yeah,
you know something? Maybe that
it was too
well,
cold.
I don't know what the weather is in Ferguson, but
well, it's like Missouri, right? So it's cold. It's like Chicago.
When I see this, I get very angry. I really do. It just brings up very bad feelings towards guys like Al Sharpton, who just rebel rousers, you know.
Well, with or without Al Sharpton, this happened. And,
yes.
And people were, you know, he didn't even have to be involved for things to get out of control. So it's just unfortunate that people take it to the next level and do things that are just not right. And they don't have any regard for authority or the consequences. And that's the sad thing. You know, we'll see what happens when.
I get very upset when I see stuff about police officers being shot.
Yeah. So let's get back to some like trashy news. Teresa Giudice, who's behind bars right now for tax evasion.
Away from Ferguson, now back to
media. We're going to switch segue right back. She's now, here's a terrible thing. Her husband who, after she served her time, is going to wind up spending several years behind bars, had a secret tryst, and he was caught. And of course she doesn't know about it yet. But if she's in, you know, they do get TV in jail, so if she watches Wendy Williams, she's going to be unpleasantly surprised. Or one of her friends will probably call her and tell her what's going on. But her husband's a real winner. First he gets her thrown in jail.
And now
he had a secret tryst.
Mm, yeah, I like that word. I always like that word, tryst.
So she's serving this 15-month sentence for fraud, and then he's going to go into jail afterward. And I'm telling you, once he goes into jail, I'm sure she's just going to divorce him and say, done with you.
How much time is she serving?
She has to serve 15 months for fraud, tax evasion, whatever they did.
Does she get conjugal visits?
Well, no. who cares? I mean, her husband is getting conjugal visits outside of jail. What does he need his wife for?
Son's looking like conjugal visits.
Never mind. We're not going to discuss this.
Yeah. We'll talk about that another time.
Yes, yeah, terrible. And then, oh, here's another one. Secret Service agents drunkenly crash car into barricades. So Obama's staff has got a bunch of drugs on payroll.
Nice.
Maybe it's all that liquid courage that makes them willing to take a bullet for the president. Two high-ranking members of the Secret Service drunkenly crashed a government car into a security barricade outside the White House, according to a report Wednesday. Look at that. They're part of President Obama's security detail. They're coming back from a retirement party for agency spokesman Edwin Donovan when one of them lost control of their official car. I guess that happens when, you know, you're a Secret Service guy, so you know you're not going to get pulled over.
Yeah.
So you drink.
That's,
you're above the law until you're not. Until you hit a barricade at the White House.
Right. Then it probably becomes difficult to hide.
Exactly. And then I don't know if you're going to be able to keep your job.
I'd be shocked if they do.
I think they're going to be going into...
I think our son is going into the treat closet to get our dog a treat. Yes,
or,
no?
No, he walked away from her.
So I think Santana is starting to get used to the band.
The voice.
Yes. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to say it or not.
Of course you're allowed to say it.
Okay.
Yeah, she's wearing voice, and she still isn't wearing it at night. I'm trying to convince you guys that it's okay. So we're going to have to,
All right, well, that'll be the next step. We will start having her wear it at night. So it should be on the clock 24/7, right?
Yeah. So, but the thing is,
did we tell everybody what you did to me? Did we already share that story?
What I did, yeah.
When you were in the office and you told me that it looked like our...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now Darren and I are, it's like having a competition. It's actually really funny. We, with voice, when you purchase it for your pet, it starts monitoring everything from not only when they're resting, but how much sunlight they had, how much rest they have. It tells you what the daily average should be for that breed. And if you're, like, we're actually, unfortunately, we still have it. We're above the average right now. She's resting more than she's having activity, so we need to work on that. But a few days ago...
I'm going to blow those stats out of the water.
Well, that's to say, Darren has a personal challenge now. So a couple of days ago, I was at work, and I spoke to Darren, and I said, what's going on? You haven't taken Santana out.
What's going on? It looks like Santana's had zero exposure
to sunlight.
To sunlight.
Right.
I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? She's like, oh, I have the bath monitor right here. I can tell how much
she's been in the sun, how much she's walked.
I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah. So he's walking around the house does not get your dog sunlight, or being near the windows to look at squirrels.
Right. But
it's
not really,
sunlight.
I see, but it's not fair, though, because we're getting this band right, who's coming right off the worst possible time.
I know.
All right.
I know. So we're going to be, I mean, like,
so wait,
I said,
I'm telling
she
wait
goes
till you,
to the DP.
Wait, yes, wait till you see.
Sporting this, and her friends see it.
Okay.
They're going to be jealous.
Yeah, so let's, you know, give me a break. It'll be coming back strong.
All right.
Very
well, but you know what? The
strong.
One thing, it's funny because you were asking me yesterday, oh, well, what is it? It only tracks it for like a day. I'm like, no, it checks it all year. So the good thing is that if you see different levels start changing for her, like for either her beats per minute or her respiration, you know that there's, you know, you red flag it, and you can even share it with your vet. So we can make our, when we take her to the vet, we can make our vet a caregiver, and they can actually
or
look
just
at
make,
her file.
Or just make the, or make the vet expendable, right?
No, you don't know. You can't do that. Yeah. I mean, it's not like you can treat. Okay, this is how you can give CPR to your dog. That's not.
Wasn't there like a WebMD type of thing for animals?
No, but it's still,
Do they have that, by the way, VetMD?
They have WebMD for dogs.
They do.
But the thing with this particular service is that it's, you only take your dog to the vet if something's wrong with their dog on their annual visit. But this is the all the times in between, so that if something is going wrong, you can catch it before it gets bad.
I would like that dog to start adding my dog to vet myself.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that.
The other thing that I also like that's really cool, which we have to do, is we have to find all of her vaccinations, and I could scan it in and put it in the service. So, like, if you go to board the dog or you need to, you know, whatever, do anything where somebody needs to see her vaccination sheet, you have it right there on the phone.
It is a very cool device. I have to say.
He was a little bit skeptical because he felt like it was bulky for her, but she.
I think she's getting used to it.
So yeah.
She's getting used to it, and there is kind of a cool look to it, I have to say.
Yeah, she looks like a dog from Up. He keeps thinking he's going to say something.
Squirrel!
It's not that kind of product. It's not about what the dog is thinking. It's about what the dog is doing and how you can interpret their behavior. That's
our poor cat Jasper's laying on. So why don't they have one of those?
They
for
will.
They're
going to have one for you.
And
they're even going to have one for horses, because horses also, like, sometimes you have a horse that wins a race and then they drop dead of a heart attack. And that's a horse that was like a $3 million horse, and it's like, what was happening there? And they had no idea.
Talking about significant investment when you buy a horse, right?
Right. So it's almost like Apple, right? They came out with the first computer, and then it became all these other things. Now they're coming out with a watch. Now this is voice. This is like the 1.0.
So
we're the beta people. We're not even the beta. Like, we were literally like the first people up these demo to actually have
it. It's kind of cool. I like that type of stuff. Like, when we were first ones to try out something, you know.
I know.
I like the fact that we were one of the first people out there to get a Seguin. Now I'm hating, and now I'm hating the fact that we weren't the first.
Well, it's not. We got a lemon.
Terrible.
I mean, I just don't like it. I was going to pick our kids up from their camping, and then the tire light went on while I was driving.
You know, there's not much recourse that I have to our manufacturer, but we have. So all I can do is just take opportunities like this and just voice my displeasure with the company and just say...
With Big Apple.
Teddy Volkswagen. Just don't buy anything at Teddy Volkswagen. The Bronx.
Yeah.
Just don't.
I mean, I went on afterwards, like, you know, all the reviews and people just say that they're
terrible. So I will just, you know, leave it at that. We have a terrible car from a terrible dealer. And
we have a car. No. I am still a Volkswagen fan, okay? I think we got ourselves sold with lemon. Just like when we had a Mazda many years ago and the same exact thing happened. And, you know, I used to love Mazda and we got a bad car. And rather than right away saying, you know what, how do we get out of this and get a new to be dealing with this, we just dealt with it because we thought it would be okay after it got fixed the first time, and that's not necessarily the case.
Excuse me, are you done on the whole Seguin stuff?
I am. We're going to get something else.
No, maybe are you done talking about it?
Yeah.
Good. I'll just say one last thing. We have a terrible car from a terrible dealer. Thank you. Okay. So I was also talking to our daughter the other day. We were talking about the verdict that came out against Robin Thicke.
Blurred Lines, he got sued.
Robin, not very nice. He can't go around stealing other people's songs, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, but how much money did that thing make?
Well, he had to pay $7 million, $4 million in compensatory damages, and $3 million, I guess, in profits that were made. But one of my old friends posted something that, you know, he disagreed with the verdict, that it's very unclear and that this happens all the time. Somebody, what did he say? His feeling. Let me see if I can find what he wrote the other day. He said, "Sorry, but if Blurred Lines was a ripoff of Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up, then most music is a ripoff of someone else's work. It's all subjective. For example, to me, Marvin Gaye's song sounds like the Bee Gees. He should be Dancing Chorus, which was released 1 year earlier. It's a matter of opinion, not fact." And then I wrote, "Clearly is Blurred Lines."
You're so funny. Well, and you also have a situation where Marvin Gaye's family does not have a lot of money, and they decided to take their chances and have a lawsuit. because their father died many, many years ago, and they benefited from the situation. So,
I just saw a post from my partner there. He put some very good stuff on Facebook, and he's got some very good quotes from people that come up. And this one that he put down was, quote, "The world breaks everyone, and afterward many are strong at the broken places." Ernest Hemingway. Very good, Kevin. I like it. And I know what it's regarding, and I'm not going to go into it, but it's very good. I do like it.
Give her a treat.
All right. That's what it's about, you think?
No.
Okay.
She's broken in her belly. She needs a treat, or else you're next, or she's going to whine through the last 3 minutes of the podcast. See, the cat at least is like...
She likes these, by the way.
Oh, good. That I got at the supermarket. So that's a win.
And your isogenic supply came yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Was it day before?
Oh, it came yesterday. So the only thing was I realized I didn't order certain key elements of it, so I had to go online and just order the things that are like...
So you got macaroni and cheese instead.
No, it was just I ordered like some of the... I wanted to try some of the meal replacement bars and some other things, and I forgot to actually get the drink thing that I start my day with, and I kind of feel like that's my, you know...
You seem a lot less hungry now. You don't seem like you're really, like...
I'm not.
You know, like, you really seem like you've gotten into the groove. Like,
yeah, I mean, what's interesting is that, like, yesterday I had one shake, and then I had a salad at lunch, and I didn't have my second shake, and I had some nuts and came home and made dinner, and then had, like, one of their snack bars at the end of the day, and that was it, so... Yeah, I mean, I think I need to just get back to that groove of the two shakes a day just to be a little more disciplined. But even when I have a salad, I'm making sure that I'm not having any bread. So if I have carbs, I have my bread at night, but I don't really have it, you know, at lunch ever.
Shouldn't you have it early? You shouldn't have your carbs at night.
Well, not, I mean, what? I had brown rice last night. You know, I...
But you should have your carbs earlier in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I could.
Off, right?
Yeah, I guess I could do that. But whatever.
I mean, I'm not a nutritionist, but...
Yeah, I know. I play one on TV. But anyway, yeah, so I've been doing really more one shake a day and then the rest of it, and I'm finding that that's actually working too. So my friend Danielle has said it. Like, you work for your whatever fits your lifestyle.
And
how
much... You said she's lost 25?
She's down to 25 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Since November. She looks awesome.
That's amazing. And then we're not going to say who, but didn't you get a phone call from
last
somebody?
Last night, I got
somebody
a phone call.
Inquiring about...
I'm making my first sale, so I just got to...
How does this Ponzi scheme work?
So what happens is I get her information, and I sign her up as an associate as well, and I just walk her through the process of what she needs to order for the first month, and I help her process the order, and then get sent to her. She's probably not going to do any sales because she doesn't want to do that, and she's not really good online. Yeah, she's real excited to get started. And then I think my mom is probably going to follow in soon, really soon, too. So then I'll have two people. So then what starts happening is that your people start really paying for your food, and then you start making money. Like, there are people who are millionaires making money off this thing.
There are people that are millionaires making money off it.
No, they did. They became millionaires through isogenics, selling it. I mean, think about it. Like, let's say you wind up losing weight from Weight Watchers,
and
you recommend someone. They don't give you anything at Weight Watchers for recommending the fact that you lost weight. They're like, oh, thanks. You want to be a leader? Here's $5 an hour. You'll never get rich being a Weight Watcher leader. But if somebody sees what you look like and they're like, what did you do? And it's like, I just did this plan. And then they say, how do I get it? And you don't just say, go to this website. You walk into the process. And honestly, like, Danielle has, like, coached me through this whole thing. So... I feel
how
like
many
I got,
how many people do you think she has signed up?
She's already signed up 4. I think she may have signed up more by now.
I asked you this yesterday. Do you get money from sales that your associates make?
I think she does. I think she will. I think that's why she's eager to have me do it too.
Right.
Because she knows that I'm good at sales too. So between the two of us, we're going to be like, we're going to win awards at the next isogenics conference.
Lose a pound, gain a dollar. Lose a pound, gain a dollar.
How cool is that if your weight loss plan starts paying itself off?
Seriously, that's great.
There really is no downside. You lose weight. People think you look great. They ask what you're doing. You tell them. They say they want to do it. You sign them up. You start getting your food for free. Sign a couple more people up. You start making money. There really isn't, you know. And of course, if someone doesn't do it anymore and they put the weight back on, it's not your fault. It's their fault.
I'm sure there's some flaw in that argument. But
well,
okay.
The one thing
bottom line is, you're doing
it's
great.
Working. Well, the thing is, what Danielle said to me was, look, even if it is just the one shake a day, is that so bad in your routine to do a few of the things that they offer that at least it keeps you on track? Because
I
find that, you know, when I was doing other stuff, it wasn't working. And now finally I'm going in the right direction again, and that's what I need.
Well, I think our dog is starting to look like she's got that look in her eyes that she needs to go to the bathroom pretty bad.
All right, well, and I
got
to finish
getting ready.
And before
she does something in our dining room, I'd like to take her outside.
All right, well, on that note, thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.